The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 22, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on April 19th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 22. 922. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Ananyaschintayanto mam.
Ye jana paryupasate.
Tesham nitya byuktanam. Yogachemam vaham yaham.
Yogachemam vaham
yaham. Ananyaschintayanto mam. Ye jana paryupasate. Tesham nitya byuktanam. Yogachemam vaham yaham. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. But those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Chaima refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable, conditioned life. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Tamsa Jeeva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakonvitamscha. So this word Kshema is very significant. Protection. It is sometimes stated, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Krishna Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. So, one can decide, would I like to have Krishna protection? You understand? Krishna is the best security you can have. You may hire a security guard here, you see. You may hire a security guard in this world. Just like the Prime Minister of India, she had some security guards, bodyguards. You know who assassinated her? Her own bodyguards assassinated her. Is it? Her own hired bodyguards assassinated her. So, if you want to have some security in this material world, it's not very secure, really. You see, there is no security in this material world which is absolutely secure. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how much power you have. Doesn't matter how famous you are. Nobody is secure in this world. Except for one person. Do you know who that one person is? That person who takes complete shelter of Krishna. That person has perfect security. Because when Krishna gives his protection, nobody can mess with you. No one can touch you. Even if the entire Lithuanian army comes to kill you. How big is your army here? How many soldiers? Anyone know? You have an army here? Lithuanian army? You do? How big is it?
It's not really big.
No. Really, you're from Poland, how would you know?
I know, because I'm Polish, only foreign.
So, even if the whole Lithuanian army and the Lithuanian Air Force came to kill you, you see. Or even if the entire U.S. Army came to kill you. If Krishna is protecting you, they can't touch you. Or the whole Russian army. They're not very far from you, you see. So, one has to intelligently analyze, where should I take shelter? Should I take shelter of Lithuania? Or should I take shelter of Krishna? Take shelter of my girlfriend? Or my wife, or my husband, or my boyfriend? Or my parents? Can they give me ultimate protection? How about my job? Can it give me ultimate perfection? People get laid off all the time from their job. What about an insurance policy? An insurance company can go bankrupt. If you want solid protection, infallible, undefeatable protection, there's only one place you can get it, and that's from Krishna. So what do you have to do to qualify for that protection? That's what Krishna is explaining in this verse. If you want full protection, you have to take complete surrender. Inasmuch as you surrender to Krishna, to that degree you're protected by Krishna. So how much protection do you want? Want a little bit? Or do you want unlimited protection from Krishna? That's your choice. How much protection do you want? That's how much, if you, whatever degree you surrender, that degree you'll get protection. So if one wants full protection, that requires full surrender. So then how does one fully surrender? We had a very interesting seminar in Riga, a series of four programs, Shraddha to Prema. We studied the progressive march of bhakti from its beginning stage all the way to its perfectional stage. There's a scientific system of how you can actually achieve that perfectional stage. Just like I've seen here in Lithuania, you bake, some of you can bake very nice cakes. So you have a very good recipe, you see. You simply follow that recipe, and then you get a first-class cake.
That's,
now, if you concoct your own recipe without reference to the standard recipes, what will you get? Some useless goo in the bottom of the pan. But if you will follow the recipe carefully, then you will get a very nice cake. So in the same way, if you want to achieve the perfection of bhakti, all you have to do is follow the recipe. Do not concoct your own bogus nonsense recipe. Simply take the recipe given. Do you understand? Take the recipe given. Follow it. And you will get the result. You will get complete protection from Krishna. Just like Sudama. He took complete shelter of Krishna. And he got complete protection from Krishna. So what does that mean? How does that recipe followed? You have to follow these standard procedures of bhakti yoga. You have to chant the holy names of God. You have to give up sinful activities. And you have to follow in the footsteps of the great saintly teachers under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. If you will do this simple program and you not try to invent something new within your fertile brain, you will experience the sweetest ecstasy. You will taste the sweetest nectar every day. Your life will be overflowing with happiness. You'll have so much happiness overflowing from your heart, you can flood the whole world with it. All you have to do is follow the procedures given in Prabhupada's books. That's all you have to do. If somebody tells you something different, ignore it. They don't know what they're talking about. Just take the instructions given in Prabhupada's books and follow those instructions. If you do it, you'll achieve unlimited happiness, I guarantee it. I'm speaking from 40 years of experience. I got initiated 40 years ago. I've been following this for 40 years. And I can tell you it's the most powerful, wonderful thing available anywhere in this universe. If you embrace this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you can be in any situation and be happy. Doesn't matter what the situation is. You can be in any country, in any place. And if you're connected with Krishna, you're living in the spiritual world. You're not in Lithuania or art school or wherever it may be. You'll be living in the Vaikuntha realm. You simply have to follow the prescribed instructions given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar Devotion. Adal Gara Shrayam. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Sat Dharma Prachcha. Inquire from him about religious principles. Sadhu Margarama Gamanam. Follow the footsteps of the great saintly devotees of the Lord. Whatever instructions your spiritual master gives you, follow them sincerely. Something doesn't make sense, inquire. Don't remain in darkness. Come out of the darkness. Come into the light. You are not meant to suffer in this material world. You are a beloved child of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are meant to enjoy an eternal life of bliss and knowledge in His association. So why are you cheating yourself? Trying to enjoy this stupid material energy. Give up this nonsense. Simply take shelter of Krishna. Take shelter of Guru. And your life will be so sublime. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Norėjau užduoti klausimą dėl pavyzdžio su turtu. Siekimas, gaminimas turto grinai žiūrint kiekvieną gramą, tai kaip suprantu, yra vadija bakti. O pas... O einant toliau jau vakcininį gramus ir viską, nebereikia žiūrėti tiek gramų, jau vilkiai visą šitą procesą, ar tai reiškia, kad tai yra raganuką bakti, visą
About recipe of cake, if you're following the recipe of cake and exactly see how much grams we should put, we can consider it the same as Vaidya Sadhana Bhakti.
How many rounds?
When we following precisely recipe,
yeah,
it's like following Sadhana Bhakti.
Yeah, that's right.
And when we after we get some experience, we can remember how much we should put. Can we?
Yes, you remember 16 rounds now. You don't have to look it up in Prabhupada's books. You remember 16 rounds, don't you?
But question is, when we start to feel how we should make, not by seeing recipe, just by feeling, it's considered as Raganuga Bhakti?
Well, don't worry, you're not there yet. But yeah, on the advanced stage, they can simply act on their feelings and be completely pure. But you can't artificially imitate that position now. If you try to do so, you'll get some goo in the bottom of the pan. When you become completely pure, yeah, you can do that, sure. And reach the platform of spontaneous love, no problem. But that's a very high platform. You have to go right now, you're battling it out in the Nartanavritti stage. And all the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion, and the envy. You have to get rid of those before you can become a spontaneous lover of God. A sick man cannot eat anything he wants. He has to follow the doctor's diet. If he violates his diet, what happens? He gets more sick. So therefore, strict tightly to the rules and regulations. Actually, even the liberated souls, they follow the rules and regulations. They teach others by example. Prabhupada followed the rules and regulations. He didn't have to do them. But to teach us by example, he did them. So, yes, but not yet. Next question.
Bandau pati apsaugot. Netgi išgirdus apie Krišnos buveinę, netgi nenori daugelis išgirsti, kokios priežastys būtent lemia.
If then, even after hearing about spiritual world, many souls don't want to come back. Why? After hearing about spiritual world, many souls don't want to come back to spiritual world.
Oh, many people don't want to go back there. Yeah, even when Indra was cursed to become a hog, he didn't want to go back to the heavenly kingdom. He had a whole bunch of female hogs. He was enjoying sex with them. See? He had no desire to go back to give up his female hog friends. But when he saw that the farmer was about ready to butcher him, he came to his senses and got out of there. So, the people have to realize that death is hanging over their shoulder right now. I may think I can enjoy sex life in this material world, but actually death is hanging right over my head. I better get serious, you see. If one tries to go on enjoying his senses, he's courting with death. That's a You had a question back then.
You said that how much we surrender to Krishna, the same He gave protection for us. And also we heard that how much we put to go to Krishna, Krishna makes 10 times more.
Yes, so both are true. The more you surrender, the more you get mercy. The the same principle. The fact is, Krishna will give you 10 times, but it's in proportion to your surrender, you get reciprocation. That's a fact. But Krishna will always give you more than you deserve. But so why not take advantage of it? Surrender to Krishna. Whatever you can. You'll enjoy unlimited result. You give a little bit to Krishna, you get a lot from Krishna, you'll give even more, and this way you become encouraged. Next question. Yeah.
Sometimes some devotees following etiquette out, but inside we're not feeling Krishna. But some devotees not following and can't follow, but inside they feel Krishna.
If somebody is not able to follow the principles, they're not really realizing Krishna. They may have some sentiments, but they're not really tasting Krishna consciousness. You have to, if you want to actually experience Krishna, you have to surrender. Not that without surrender you can get Krishna. It doesn't work like that. You understand? So those people who are strictly following the process, they get more result. That's a fact. Any other questions?
I don't understand how we become cure from anarchas. Let's say we're practicing and some anger is coming, so it means that anger is going out, or how this curing process from anarchas is going.
How did the anarchas go away?
Yes.
Yes. By the power of the holy name, the anartas are gradually cleansed away. The anartas are like a covering on your heart, like dust on a mirror. And the chanting is like taking a cloth with some soap and water and rubbing on the mirror. So if you keep chanting at the same time follow the principles, you will experience how gradually you're becoming cleansed, your heart's becoming cleansed. And if you're not feeling that, you know what's happening? Nama parad. You're not getting much result because you're committing offenses against the names. So then you have to see, in what way am I committing the offenses? By being disrespectful to devotees? That's the first offense. Am I considering Krishna to be another one of the gods? That's the second offense. Have I taken shelter of a spiritual master? I'm obeying him. See, if I haven't done that, if I haven't taken shelter of a spiritual master, then I'm not obeying the orders of Srila Prabhupada. So that will hold me. If I don't take shelter of a spiritual master, that's also holding me back, you see. And the list goes on. Those three are very important. So you have to see if you're strictly, you know, avoiding the nama parad. Because if you're chanting for so many years and you don't feel you're making progress, it's simply due to nama parad. So you have to see now, what can I do to get rid of these nama parad? Because once you do that, as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you can just go, it's going to take off like a rocket. See, you can have a powerful airplane. You can have a powerful airplane, but if it's loaded with too much weight, it will not get off the ground. The nama parads are weight that hold you back. So there's an English word, jettison, means dump it, you know, jettison all the nama parads, get rid of all the nama parads. And then when you rev up your engines, you see, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare. Then you go, you'll take off, you see. You'll be able to penetrate the coverings of the universe. In fact, we read the other morning in Bhagavatam class, simply by taking up the pathway of the four Kumaras, you will immediately see Krishna within your heart. So it doesn't take forever to become Krishna conscious. You just have to take it up properly under the bona fide spiritual master's guidance, and then very quickly you'll make very, very wonderful progress. You just got to, you know, follow the recipe in the cookbook. Get serious about baking cake.
So this cleaning process, anarchas just go away, and after some time we see that there is no anarchas, or then they is going, we feel some disturbance.
Disturbance?
Then this anarchas is going out, we feel some disturbance.
And when they come out, you feel great relief. Oh, thank God, I got over that anarcha. It's the greatest feeling in the world when you get rid of them. Feels so good. Feels great. Wow. Get rid of that one. Not painful. It's painful when you hold on to them. Getting rid of them is the greatest happiness, the greatest feeling of relief and liberation. This is why Rupa Goswami states as follows in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In 1-187. Iha yasha herer dashe karmana manasa gira nikalas vapyavastasu jivan mukta so uchite. For one who engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord with body, mind, and word, he becomes immediately liberated in all material circumstances. So it doesn't matter, he becomes liberated in all material circumstances. So it doesn't matter whether you're working a job, whether you're going to school, whether you're a book distributor, a pajari, a cook, doesn't matter, a mother, a father, doesn't matter what your position is. If you will engage your body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, in all material circumstances, you'll be a liberated soul. So if you take this process seriously, you're going to feel a complete transformation. You won't feel being like you're held down by the material energy anymore. Rather, you will take the material energy and you use it in Krishna's service. Any other questions?
Antru eilės mėje propado komentuoja, kad jeigu faktas atiduoda rezultatus kaip dienos bėgiai, Krišnai, tai veikia, kai išsivadavusi sielą. Bet jeigu mes atiduodam ir kartais jaučiamės ne taip padarę, kaip turėtum padaryti, ar tai teisingi, būtent išsivadavusi sielų veiksmai būtų.
Jeigu mes atiduodam rezultatus,
Krishna said that if we give all results of our work, we become liberated.
If we do what with them?
We give all result to Krishna.
Yes.
But if this result is not very good, we feel not it is not very good.
No, it may be good, it may not be good. It's the sincerity that counts. Just like I may go out on book distribution. One day I may distribute 500 books. Next day I may go out and only do one book. But the sincere endeavor is what counts. Krishna accepts the sincerity of your endeavor. Whether it's a big result or a small result, that is not very important. What's the proof? Ramayan. Hanuman was putting the huge boulders into the Indian Ocean to build a bridge. And the little spider is putting some little bit of dust. What are his results compared to Hanuman's results? How much can a little dust do to make a bridge across the water? So Hanuman said, well, get out of the way, you little spider. So Ram chastised him. Hanuman, what are you saying? He's doing as valuable service as you are. So the sincerity is what really counts. You make that sincere endeavor. Krishna will bless you. Any other questions?
Should we put endeavor to get a relationship with Krishna, or it's enough just to make service to him and be happy?
Should we do? Oh, endeavor, okay, I see the venue. Just try to make a relationship with Guru. If you try to make a relationship with Krishna, he will not accept. He states in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakti jana prata, na me bhakti shtate jana, mad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas, te me bhakti tamamata. The one who tries to make a relationship with me has no relationship with me. But the one who makes a relationship with my devotee, he has the best relationship with me. So do not try to jump over the head of the spiritual master and make a relationship with Krishna. Just be a completely sold out servant of your Guru Maharaj. And then your relationship with Krishna will automatically be revived. Any other questions?
How to understand that some people who are religious people, they feel some connection with Krishna, but they have no guru. Some Christians or some Hindu people, they feel some contact with God, but they have no guru.
Yeah. There is some sense, any gentle person has some sentiment for God. That is very good. But to actually learn how to come to the platform of pure bhakti, that requires guru. They take God as an order supplier. We can drive by a Christian church and see so many people coming out of the church, you see. What are they praying for? Material things. The Hindus also, they pray for material things. They have one song, we make fun of their little song sometimes. Give me a Cadillac. A brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. In every religion, people are they have some feeling for God, but they want to get something from God. They will never get Krishna. They may get a Harvard education for their kids. They may get a big house, a mansion by the sea. But they won't get Krishna. To know the art of how to capture God, you must have a guru. Without a guru, you will never be able to enter into pure bhakti. It's not possible. Confirmed by Krishna himself. You don't believe Krishna? Next question.
Kaip čia šitą dalyką? how to understand that story that one thief wanted to see Krishna and he went to Vrindavan and he saw Krishna. How to understand this?
Because he had a very intense desire. He had a very, very intense desire to see Krishna.
But he has no guru?
Sometimes Krishna can do that, even if there's no guru. That's a fact. Krishna made the rule that guru is required. Since he made the rule, he can make exceptions also. That's his free choice. It's like the university, they grant degrees. If you want a college degree, how will you go? How will you attain it? You register in the university. You would take the prescribed courses. Pass the exams. And you will get your degree. Now sometimes they give an honorary degree. Someone has never even attended the university. Like that Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore. He got an honorary PhD degree. He never went to college. But if you want to get a degree, should you just sit and wait for your honorary degree to come, or you should enroll in the university? What is it? You should enroll, or you should just wait for your honorary degree to show up?
I should enroll.
Enroll, yeah. So if you want pure bhakti, then you follow the system given in the Bhagavad Gita. I want bhakti, but I don't want to follow the Bhagavad Gita. What kind of nonsense is that? You think Krishna is going to give you bhakti if you purposely try to sideline the Bhagavad Gita teaching? You purposely try to avoid the teachings of the Gita. You think Krishna will give you bhakti? That thief was not a student of the Bhagavad Gita. He didn't even know what the teachings of the Gita were. He just wanted money, that's all. So he approached Krishna for money. He didn't think, well, I don't want to have to chant. Let me avoid chanting and follow the regulated principles. I'll just go find Krishna. He didn't even know about that at all. But you know about it. You know that you're supposed to follow the teachings of the Gita. So the thief, he was ignorant of that, but you're not. So you better follow the teachings of the Gita. Next question.
Yra posakis apie ugnį, moterį, karalių ir mokytoją, kad prie jų negalima prieiti per daug kartį ir taip pat negalima nutolti. Kaip ir
mokytoją. It is said that we cannot come so close to fire, king, spiritual master and woman. How to understand this?
Yes. If you get too close to the fire, you'll get burned, isn't it? If you get too close to the spiritual master, you may think he's an ordinary man. I eat, he eats. I sleep, he sleeps. I go to the toilet, he goes to the toilet. And we're the same. So it's dangerous to be too close to the spiritual master. You have to see him as the external manifestation of the super soul. The king also has to be seen as the representative of God. In Vedic culture, the king, he is Rajarsi. He is willing on behalf of God. So he is also honored as God's representative. So one has to be very careful not to become too overly familiar with guru, with king, or if you get too close to a woman also. Then you become victimized by sex desire. So one has to be careful with women, fire, king, and guru. It's a good point. Next question.
Also, it is said that it is not only bad to go to close, but also it's not good to go too far. Can you comment on this?
Yes. If you're too far away, also that's not good. You have to be not too close and not too far. Close, the proper position for the disciple is to take the orders of the spiritual master deep within the heart. Not that I have to be physically close to my spiritual master, but spiritually I must be packed up tightly with my guru. Whatever order he has given me, I must take it in my heart. Actually, in the spiritual level, it is a very close relationship. The spiritual master takes the disciple into his heart, and the disciple takes the guru into his heart. So spiritually, it's very close. But materially, it's not good to be too close. Next question.
If someone have some spiritual master, but he is not initiated, he cannot take disciples. Like some person, he is inspiring very much me, but he cannot.
Well, if the guru is not initiating, then he can keep that person as a siksha guru. But you need to accept as your spiritual master someone who is actually initiating disciple. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
How to see if it is my desire or Krishna desire? It is Krishna plan or my plan?
Check with your spiritual master. He's the external manifestation of Krishna. Next question.
Sakoma kad dvasinis mokytojas yra mokiniai dvasiniam pasaulyje. Ar jis lieka iš guru, ar ne?
Dvasiniam pasaulyje? In spiritual world, our guru is also always our guru? Or?
Yes. You don't want him? Next question.
Dvasinis mokytojas
dvasiniam pasaulyje, tenais, nu, kai pažiūrėjau, kai sužinai, kas esi dvasiniam pasaulyje ir tarkim patenki, nu, ten pažiūrėjau, pirmamukas į dvasinį pasaulyje, tai tam dvasiniam pasaulyje paskui jau žinai, būna tas pirmamukas, ar ten dar irgi gali keistis to to, kas jūs nepadėtės.
Ar dvasinė pasaulyje aš galiu pakeisti savo konstituciją pareigą?
Can I change my svarupa in spiritual world, or I should always remain in the same position?
That's a long way off. You're not quite there yet. But actually, the svarupa is not changed. That's why it's the svarupa. But if you wanted to change it, you could. But it's very rare that somebody would want to change their svarupa. That's why there's svarupa. There's full freedom in the spiritual world. You can be whatever you want to be. You can be a gopi, a gopa, a cow, a calf, a tree, a flower, a butterfly, a chatter. You can be whatever you want. And that desire of being what you want to be, that is your svarupa. And they don't change their svarupa, but sometimes they might. So the Prabhupada explains it can be done, but generally that doesn't happen. But that svarupa is not revealed until the bhava stage. If you think you've realized it now, then you're dreaming. To realize your svarupa, you have to go through all the stages. Sraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, and then finally Bhava, before you realize it. You have to be initiated disciple, that's the Bhajana Kriya stage. You have to completely get a clean all the dirt out of your heart, Bhajana Kriya. You got to come to the Nishta stage where you're solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. So there's many, many stages you have to go through to completely get all the dirt out of your heart before you can even think about realizing what your svarupa is. There's no way that somebody who's still under the influence of the modes of nature can realize what their svarupa is. Absolutely no way. And if such a person thinks they realize their svarupa, they're deluding themselves. Any other questions?
You said that we will have spiritual master also in spiritual world, the same spiritual master, but it's also said that spiritual master remain in the world till he brings all his disciples to
yes.
How he can be.
You think the spiritual master can only be in one world at a time? You think he's limited? He can only be in one world at a time? Spiritual master can be in both worlds at the same time. By spiritual master is very, very powerful. He can be in the spiritual world and the material world at the same time. Next question.
What time someone can take initiation and what is the requirements?
Initiation means you have to be chanting 16 rounds and following the four legged principles. Used to be you had to do that for 6 months and then you get initiated. When Prabhupada was here, that was the rule. But now they made it a little more tough. You have to go for at least a year. After 6 months of chanting 16 rounds and following the four legged principles steadily and being recommended by your local temple president, then you can have formal shelter of the guru of your choice. That means you're getting ready for initiation. You're not formally initiated yet, but you're getting ready to be formally initiated. At that stage, you're called sheltered. You can worship that spiritual master just like he's your initiating guru. You chant his pranam mantra. You can offer the arti to him every day at your home. You can chant the. You treat him just like your initiating spiritual master. And then, after at least 6 months of being formally sheltered in that way by the spiritual master, with the recommendation of your local temple president, you can be initiated. So if you'd like to get initiated, then you talk to the local temple president here. Kedaranath Prabhu. Tell him you'd like to get initiated and you'd like to qualify yourself now for formal shelter and initiation and take his advice on how to go about that. Okay? Very good. Okay, next question. Yes.
What to do if in the routine of your life I lose enthusiasm to do all things? I do everything mechanically, all my duties. How to? It is good, bad, and how to?
Enthusiasm for devotional activities?
For material, for everything.
No enthusiasm. Are you enthusiastic about eating and sleeping? You are. Okay, so you have to realize that if I'm enthusiastic for eating, that I have to, that am I my body, am I the soul? So if you're so enthusiastic to feed your body, you should be even more enthusiastic to feed your soul. You see, Manaji, it's just a matter of practical, it's a matter of proper understanding, that's all. If you have the proper understanding, you'll be very enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness. If you're not enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness, it means you don't know what's going on. You're an illusion, that's all. So you have to hear from Guru. You have to hear from senior devotees. You have to read Prabhupada's books. If you do that, you become very enthusiastic about bhakti. Next question.
The question was most about material things.
Material things? Well, whatever duties you have materially, you must do them. That is my direct order to you. Whatever material duties you have, you must do them enthusiastically. As long as you have a material body, you have to take care of it properly. Any other questions?
If you feel some desire to make specific service, but we have no qualification for it, so should we start to do it?
Qualify yourself.
Tad kvalifikuokit save.
What's the difficulty? Disqualify yourself. Krishna says that as much as they surrender to me, reward them accordingly. Next question. Yes.
There is difference between quality of service, someone is chanting japa and make service, and someone is making service only because of some sentiments, because of his piety. So there is different on quality on then service.
Anyone who is doing service nicely, they get benefit. Whatever the reason they're doing the service, they get benefit. But of those who are doing it with loving feeling, they get more benefit. So whatever service you're doing, try to do it with love. Try to please Krishna by your service. And then you will get unlimited benefit. Next question.
Atlikdami atlikdami žmonės karminę veiklą, jie gauna didelį entuziazmą. Bet tai jų yra praeities karma, kad jie turi tokį polinkį, nes užmirš, kaip rūpinti savo kūnų, aišku, toks entuziazmas kyla. Bet kai veikia dvasinė praktika, būtent tokio didelio entuziazmo ir nėra, bet čia jau karma neįsikiša, nes veikia tikrai dvasinė praktika. Bet būtent iš kur tas turėtų tikras dvasinis entuziazmas ateit, kadangi karma tai neveikia. Čia veina, kaip sakant, kad užmirškim suvalgyti net.
Iš kur gauti entuziazmą, veikti dvasinį dėlumą tarnybą, jeigu tik karma neveikia.
When someone is doing some karmic activity, he is very enthused. But how to get enthusiasm for making spiritual activity?
You have to realize what is the benefit, the ultimate benefit of karmic activity and devotional activity. You have to broaden your vision, Prabhu. You have to realize I'm earning, you know, for some what I call litus. I'm earning some litus by doing this. But what is the ultimate benefit? Can I take the lead twos with me at the time of death? You have to have a broad vision and see the reality. The only activity that gives me a lasting benefit is bhakti. Don't maintain some tunnel vision, you know, by only seeing, you know, what's ahead of me. Like, you have to see what the end of the pathway also. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow morning we'll have be back for the Bhagavatam class. Everybody's invited for Mangalarti tomorrow, 4:30. 4:30 Mangalarti, and then there'll be a nice morning program with japa, Tulsi worship, greeting of the deities, and Bhagavatam class. I hope you all can come tomorrow morning. Thank you very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ačiū visiems dalyvaujantiems Prabhupados dėmė.
Jis grėši man sankaršantį karimą radžią.
Jai!